O company of men who are celebrated and enjoy good repute on account of your learning.
Indeed, I am afraid for you. O ones who harbor such great expectations from Allah regarding paradise, that you shall have to witness a punishment from among the punishments of Allah. It is because of Allah's honor that you have attained a station from which you receive high esteem, and yet you do not honor those things that make Allah to be known. And it is because of Allah that the people hold you in high esteem. As you witness Allah's covenants broken before your very eyes, you are not dismayed nor are you anxious, but you become disturbed and anxious if your fathers are even slightly disrespected. Yet the disrespect of the Messenger of Allah is considered by you an insignificant and paltry thing.
O Allah, you surely know that whatever I have said is not for the sake of rivalry for power, nor for the sake of wealth and abundance, or the futile vanities of the world, but because we desired the establishment of the landmarks of thy religion, to reform the affairs in thy lands, the protection and the security of thy oppressed creatures from people, and so that thy commands, thy traditions, and the duties laid down by thee are put into practice. So if you, O scholars and elite of the Ummah, do not assist us and do not do us justice, then the oppressors will overpower you and they will work towards extinguishing the light of your Prophet.